This week, the skies bring yet another monumental astrological moment. We're talking paradigm shifting, shake up to wake up, astrology once in every 84-year transit type of stuff that is coming to help you initiate radical life changes, unlock and implement some limiting beliefs that you've been working on, up-leveling your sense of worthiness and value, and of course, making space to receive some luck, abundance, and maybe even, yes, cash money, honey. I'm going to get into all of that and more. What a big preamble there. But we have one of the biggest astrological events of the year happening this week, which is happening, of course, in the biggest, craziest astrological month of 2024. So I'm going to get into what we're talking about, which is essentially the Jupiter-Uranus conjunctions, all things you need to know about that on today's episode.
Welcome to Cosmic RX Radio, a podcast that gives you real-life tools of spiritual empowerment and pure hype. I'm your host and intuitive guide, Maddie Murphy. I'll be serving up your weekly energy readings, cosmic boss interviews, and astro inspiration. Are you ready to love yourself more, manifest your dream life, and own your magic? Let's jump in.
I'm Maddie Murphy. How rude of me to not introduce myself. Vibe check, wellness check. How are we doing after that solar eclipse in Aries? Like, did we burn it all down? Are we just like a smoldering embers behind of our old life? Did we take our power back in some way? Did we choose ourselves in some way? Did we have some shadow reflections? Are we ready to own our most authentic self, take a big leap, own our bad bitch energy? Did we just sit in a ball crying? The actual solar eclipse, for those of you who are in the path of totality, wow. I was in the quasi-totality path here in the tri-state area. I was tempted to go and visit, but my band, everything's just been telling me to like slow down, do less. So I did get to experience it here. For like personal reasons, I don't like to stare at the eclipse, and it's nothing. I didn't want to say it ahead of time because it's nothing like prescriptive that I recommend do or not doing. It's just a personal thing. I definitely sit and like witnessing the energy. And you feel it, right? Even if you didn't know there was an eclipse going on, you like knew there was an eclipse. The whole energy shifted during it. And I'm also never going to like dissuade people from stopping and getting off their phones and like tuning in and coming into deeper relation with cosmos and the nature, right? Baby Scorpio agrees. But that being said, I didn't go, but I did have people who went and traveled or live path of totality who sent me some amazing videos and just, wow, like that Great American Eclipse was really coming to do some big work on us individually, but also us here, especially in the United States of America. Lots happening. And if you haven't like felt the change or felt the shift, don't worry. Guaranteed you will in the coming weeks and months. As you can tell, I had a little childcare snafu. So baby Scorpio is just reading a book. Yes, reading himself a book in the background. If you hear the squawking, and he's an enthusiastic, avid appreciator of the literature from a young age. He also is giving mom a run for his money, my money, I mean, with the chattiness. Like I thought I was the biggest like chatterbox I knew. And then I birthed someone with the gift of gab that already totally like puts mine to shame. We're going to talk about if astrology isn't real. We're going to talk about the moon. We're going to talk about this planetary planning with Jupiter, Uranus, and Taurus, what we need to know for it. First, Virgo announcements. I love you all. It was so fun to gather in our Cosmic RX Plus premium community in our Lunaverse for our solar eclipse call. I just love the ability to gather with humans who are like-minded. Like if you want to gather for the new moon, for the full moons, if this is something that you want to make part of your practice, you don't know where to start. I'm obsessed with this group of people because not only are we gathering together, but this week especially, I heard so many stories of people connecting offline, you know, out of the circle and supporting each other, whether that was booking or reading through them, giving them business advice. I know we had some of our former cosmic bosses actually like link up to see the solar eclipse together. And that's the stuff like the digital community, the virtual community is so special. But then watching it go off of the screen into real life has been like a dream of mine coming true to watch that. So if you want in on that, join our Cosmic RX Plus Premium. I swear, like, there's some really amazing people. It has nothing to do with me or what we've created. It's just the coolest people ever we've attracted. So if you want to join us for the new moon in Taurus, which will be our first time to really manifest and coming off of this Jupiter-Uranus-Taurus conjunction, Taurus season has a lot of abundant, fruitful energy to tap into. Go check that out. Also, speaking of, you know, with the solar eclipse in Aries, this new beginning, it's like very entrepreneurial. There's sort of a kickstart and ignition you might be feeling to choose your own path, to either share an authentic part of you, a passion project, or maybe you want to gain some more like financial sovereignty, autonomy by launching, scaling, growing your current business, putting an offering out there, putting that podcast, that book out there that you've been meaning to. You know, you're in luck. We have the Cosmic Boss cohort. Our next one is kicking off. It's open now. This Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is also going to speak to making a big move, especially, you know, as Cardi B says, a money move, if you will. And so if you're feeling ready, like the time is now, and you're either needing support, or overwhelmed with all the strategy out there, come learn how your unique birth chart can teach you so much about you, your voice, your message, your unique stance, your offering, and just give you the tools so you can stop living in like that place of doubting yourself and your gifts and live in the space of just doing them, sharing them, basking in it. Let us bask in your radiance, damn it. That link is in bio if you're interested in signing up. So without further ado, let's get into if astrology isn't real. So two things that caught my eye this week. Obviously, we're in the tri-state area. This past Saturday, or the Saturday before the eclipse, we experienced an earthquake. And it was really interesting because I was in Manhattan in my apartment during this time. And I literally just felt like, I was like, is that a truck with like a big, big truck with the craziest base ever? That's like also like living in New York. Yeah, everyone I talked to was like, oh, I just assumed that like my landlord had finally like whatever turned off the water in the building and something went wrong, or that there was a jackhammer outside my building. Like everyone was just like, okay, that happened. Like in Manhattan, I mean, also we were all a little scared, but it was just like funny hearing everyone's responses. I, of course, had to do some digging on that. And there is so much interesting astrology behind eclipses and earthquakes. So the first thing that caught my eye is like, okay, if astrology isn't real, there has been certain, you know, thoughts out there that earthquakes can be tied to eclipses because the tidal forces on the earth obviously grow as the sun, moon, and earth align in this like mega configuration of a solar eclipse, which is a new moon on steroids, and that can like shift things in the field. I saw some of that, some people talking about that. I actually think that, yes, eclipses bring just crazy events in nature. As above, so below. But truthfully, I think the main culprit, cosmic culprit behind the earthquake we experienced in the tri-state area was the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus. And that's because, you know, we've had Uranus in Taurus since May of 2018, but Uranus is like the planet of unpredictability, of kind of like lightning bolt energy, electricity, shock waves, unexpected things, awakening. And of course, Taurus is the sign that connects us to Earth, to fixed Earth. And with Jupiter there, it's really expanding that. So I had said in my 2024 astrology preview, if you live in an area that is prone to earthquakes, to take those precautions. And the one thing with our Uranus transit with Jupiter is that we find out these natural events, natural even like tragic events, you know, I didn't see too many, like some sort of devastation in the aftermath of this one, but that Jupiter conjunct Uranus can bring unexpected natural disasters in places that you wouldn't necessarily think of them. So we got one little heads up, a little rumble in the Bronx, if you will, but I want everyone just to be extra careful. I was looking into some research, and during the last Jupiter-Uranus transit, they happen every 12 years, but Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus hasn't happened since 1941. I'll get to that later. But this once in a 12-year cycle, the last time it happened, conjunct in Uranus, and that was March 11th, 12th, 2011. And in 2011, there was a huge, massive earthquake in Japan, if you remember that. And there was like a tsunami, and it was a nuclear kind of disaster came out of that because of something happened, like the earthquake launched an explosion that like damaged something at the Fukushima nuclear plant. I just found that in my research and I was like, ooh, okay, there it is. Unexpected things happening, especially around nature. But then there's kind of like this interplay of the man-made world and the natural world. And a lot of things that we're supposed to be learning with Uranus and Taurus is about like coming back to honoring the land, to Mother Nature, to taking care of the environment. And so we're going to experience, I think, things that are trying to get our attention in nature, A. And B, what was interesting about the astrology of this earthquake is, again, it was in this area, New York City, where we don't totally see earthquakes a lot. I think we had one in 2010 when I lived there. But this was interesting to me because, hear me out, in the astrology of 2024 webinar, I had talked about that this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus is going to affect a lot of things financially on the macro level, specifically Wall Street, right? And Taurus is the sign of the bull. So we think of the bull on Wall Street, where there's an actual statue, if anyone has been down there, at the very southernmost tip of New York City. So I was like, okay, we have the great American eclipse, that the path of the totality of an eclipse is always like the geographical area that's going to feel things happening after the eclipse. So we saw the eclipse pass over New York. So we're like, okay, New York, things are happening. Okay, Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus, things are happening in Wall Street. And then honestly, just because you all are amazing and my co-fellow like researchers and astro journalists, a lot of you then sent me some guy on TikTok who did some research about, I guess you can, you know, find out where the epicenter of an earthquake starts in addition to like the magnitude of it on the Richter scale. And again, I did some research, not a lot, but it did kind of check out according to the U.S. Geological Survey that the earthquake's epicenter was less than 7 miles from the former President Trump's golf course in Bedminster, New Jersey, which is also where all that weird stuff happened last year about, like, if you remember November, but like, or it was the summer, like Ivana Trump, his former wife, who was buried there in this like weird overgrown, like unattended to grave at this golf course. And like, listen, the Jupiter Uranus and Taurus conjunction, the main headline here is get ready for the unexpected. And if you're in an area that's prone to earthquakes, even if you're not, stay ready, stay prepared, you know, be aware of it as we get closer. We're already feeling the effects of it and it's just going to amplify as we get closer to April 20th. Second thing, it's going to bring some financial shakeups to Wall Street, to like the economy of the U.S. at large. But then this whole Trump component, to me, Trump is such an embodiment of like the shadow side of Wall Street, patriarchal energy, all the things, right? So the fact that this was connected to there, that actually blew my mind, even outside of the astrology of it all. I was just like, what does it mean? It's the opposite of a double rainbow, but what does it mean? So there's something happening there. And I also just want to remind everyone that this great American solar eclipse in Aries, you know, a solar eclipse in Aries is the sun in the exalted sign of Aries. It's a very quote unquote like masculine energy. The sun is a masculine force. Aries is a masculine sign. Again, like I try not to attach gender to too much of astrology, but in terms of some traditional interpretations of it. And the moon is a more traditionally feminine energy. So the moon eclipsing and kind of having her moment of essentially blocking, right, this Aries sun energy for the whole, you know, United States to essentially witness. A lot of others that I deeply admire and respect say that this is another eclipse of the patriarchal energy here, the unhealthy patriarchal energy in the United States. I mean, and I freaking hope so, but I thought it was interesting all that happening. So that was the little astrology isn't real behind the earthquake and the eclipse. The other thing that I just want to talk about, I won't spend too much time on it, but you know, at the time of this recording, the big headline is that Arizona sort of revived the super draconian, super out of touch abortion ban that even Republicans, even I think Trump and Carrie Lake are saying that they've gone too far, this is like too strict of an abortion ban. And this abortion ban is from the Civil War era. Yep, it goes back to a ruling in 1864 that says there is no exceptions essentially for anything, rape, incest, only if the mother's life is in danger. And God knows what that means in terms of leaving that up for interpretation. Why am I talking about this? Why does it have to do with astrology isn't real? Well, I talked about again in 2024, 2023 webinars that the South Node in Libra, North Node in Aries is going to bring up reproductive rights issues, is going to bring up quote unquote women's rights issues, even though abortion, reproductive rights far transcends that. But in terms of the traditional category of that, it's associated with it. And then that X, the mashup of that and Pluto and Aquarius, this is it. Pluto and Aquarius brings a time where there is a lot of like abuse and mistreatment and disrespect around the feminine, but where the feminine ultimately prevails. We saw during, you know, the previous Pluto and Aquarius cycles, we saw things like King Henry VIII being replaced by female predecessors, right? Mary I, Elizabeth I. We see things like that. So it doesn't come like easy. It doesn't come cheap. It doesn't come without some confrontation, let's just call it. But then the other thing I thought was interesting is that I obviously had to pull the astrology for 1864, what was going on during this time. And one of the big headlines that ties into the whole Uranus conversation that we're having now, and will also give you baddies who are paying attention, get your pens and paper out, some notes to get ready for 2025. One of the big indicators, one of the big signatures of that time in 1864 during the Civil War is Uranus being in Gemini. Now, I'm not going to spend too much time on this. It's going to be a big thing as we go into 2025. But you know, Uranus takes 84 years to complete a cycle and return where it started. It takes about 7 years in each sign of the zodiac. And astrologers have always talked about Uranus has been in Gemini during three distinct periods in American history: Revolutionary War, the Civil War, and World War II. And so when we see Uranus in Gemini is coming in 2025, and we'll be there to 2032. A lot of astrologers have thought, like, is this going to bring some sort of war, even more divisiveness here in the U.S., you know, coming off of the U.S.'s Pluto return, coming off these eclipses. I try to be aware of all of this, but not live in, like, fear. But there is something there to it, right? Gemini is a sign that's really divided. We've seen a lot of this, especially ever since the North Node entered Gemini in 2020. And now we're going to have Jupiter in Gemini coming in May. And we're going to start to see some of the themes, for better or worse, that are probably going to arise with Uranus and Gemini. So I just thought it was interesting that this legal standing, this law from 1864 being brought back up in a way that's very divisive, because studies and most research and polls show that most Democrats and even a lot of Republicans aren't in favor of these super strict abortion ban. So you wonder, where is this coming from? Who is this speaking on behalf of? What interest is it serving? And this is something that can really, I think, further put a divide in things in our country. And, you know, and we have, you know, the Gemini Trump himself to kind of blame for putting all this back in motion with him turning the power of this back to the states. So just something interesting to keep our eye out on. And again, I just love the astrological inside information of understanding the context this is all happening in. This election season, which is AKA when the next eclipses will be, is going to be very interesting. So all of that, definitely getting us ready to talk about Jupiter, Uranus, and Taurus and what it means for you, my baddies, on a personal level. Speaking of personal level, we got to talk about the moon. Hello, hello, goodbye. What's going on with Mama Moon? How can we work with her to find our most centered, grounded, emotionally aware selves? The day this podcast comes out, April 15th, it is tax day. Yay to that. The day this podcast comes out on the 15th, we have a Cancer Moon energy until 10:23 p.m. Eastern time. So basically all of Monday day is Cancer Moon. Cancer Moon Day, we're feeling sentimental, we're feeling nostalgic, we're feeling emotional, maybe we're feeling a little tender, maybe we're in a more nurturing, loving mood. What we're going to do, Moon's in Cancer, let's just take care of ourselves. Take care of ourselves, come home, return home within ourselves, hang out with children, pets, make yourself a yummy home-cooked meal, do some food preparation for the week, bust out some old photo albums if you're feeling that nostalgia. I love for this, especially leading into this wild energy of the month. This whole month is going to require really clean, clear energy from us. So why don't we take a yummy bath, do a soak, go to a spa, do an Epsom salt bath at home, or if you can go somewhere where you can do like a Roman bath situation, a hammam spa. I love that for you. Then Monday night, 10:30 p.m. into Tuesday, into Wednesday, into Thursday around 10:10 a.m. Eastern time on Thursday, we have Leo moon days. So Leo moon days, we're feeling fiery. We're feeling swagger. We're feeling confidence. We're feeling creative. There's a warm, high-spirited energy where we want to also like focus on ourselves, be seen for ourselves. And you know what I'm going to say. The moon's in Leo. This is the last few days of Aries sun. So this double fire energy is like, let's end Aries season with a bang, bang, honey. And let's like have fun. Let's dress up. Let's go out, maybe go out in the town, do some socializing, maybe like go to a fun performance, get involved in the arts or culture or show off your skills, go on a date. Your girl is definitely gonna, I don't know, get a blowout and act like that bitch around town, main character energy. Things we're gonna look out for. I forgot to mention things to look out for the Cancer moon, Aries sun, Cancer moon. Things to look out for your Cancer moon on Monday is just letting your emotions take you to a place of reactivity where you might not be thinking through everything or saying something, doing something you regret or lashing out at someone because like you're feeling tender. So be aware of that. On the double fire sign days, we're just going to look out for, you know, we can be a little like maybe too absorbed in ourselves those days. So we want to also think of other people, bring other people into mind. Empathy, compassion is always in style, always a good look. And then as we go into Thursday night after 10:10 a.m., sorry, Thursday day rather, we have a Virgo moon. And that goes from Friday and Saturday till 11 p.m. So we are kind of closing out the second half of the week with this Virgo moon energy. And this is, you know, we're feeling practical, pragmatic. We're wanting to be in problem solving mode. We want to organize. We want to declutter. We want to edit. We want to be efficient. We want to figure out like, what's the lag and drag in my life? How can I make some like little small but important changes to this so I feel better? And when the moon's in Virgo, I love, you know, for us to focus on cleaning, tidying a workspace in our house, going through, clearing out some digital clutter, maybe take care of yourself, get back on like, re-up your supplements, do something that's just like, wow, I went in like one of those infrared sauna bags, or I, you know, had a green juice in the morning, or like track my steps those days, something that just makes you feel like that wellness energy that like, am I better than everyone? No, but for real, it's like feels so good just to do those things where you're like really taking care of yourself, especially in a way that's like quantifiable. There's a metric or something like, that felt really good. Also, I love this energy now that the sun is moving to Taurus at this time. So if you have a garden, especially over the weekend, if you want to like spend time hands in the earth, you know, I think of one of my amazing mentees, Whitney. We kept talking about like eclipses and medicine was just like getting her hands in the earth. You know, if you were feeling called to tend to a garden, start a garden, maybe whether it's just like even some herbs on your kitchen window, I love that these days. Taurus sun, Virgo moon, we can get a little too caught up in like the practical, pragmatic, the doing, the to-do list. You know, a theme that coming up in our Astro Accelerator group this week is like just remembering like you are more than a to-do list. And as a FYI, the to-do list is always going to be there. So also knowing when to put down the to-do list and knowing when to just be present, which is a good Taurus word, is also important, especially on those Virgo moon days. And then the last thing, just Saturday night into Sunday, we have a Libra moon. So you know what that means? Double Venus energy with the sun in Taurus, moon in Libra. Okay, my baddies, I want you to go out and I want you to do something romantic, artistic, etheric. I want you to like take yourself out on a date. I want you to take someone you love out on a date. I want you to romanticize your life, decorate or beautify yourself or your home. Go like let art wash all over you. Tell someone you love them and why in a text and a love letter. And I want you to think about like looking at, you know, maybe your wardrobe, your beauty products, your skincare products. Like, is there anything that you're just sort of like feeling like you're ready to go? Maybe that's a little bit more the Virgo moon energy. But then like, can you treat yourself to one thing that will make getting ready, taking care of yourself, beautifying yourself, feel more ritualistic, more indulgent? And then during that time, seek out, it's the weekend energy, seek out beauty, art, music, and culture, especially that Sunday that feels really yummy. And things that we're going to look out for is sometimes when we're in this double Venus energy, we can go into like overindulgence in a way where we're like, oops, spending a little too much, eating a little too much, drinking too much. And again, I'm not here to like blame, shame, or tell you how to live your life, but just meaning like if that's something that you don't want to do or you have a tendency to do and then you regret it later, I'm just saying, keep your eyes out. So that's the moon report. And let's now get into our planetary planning. Let's talk about Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus, this once in 84-year cycle moment. What does it mean for you? Before I do that, I will acknowledge a few other things are happening this week. I'm not going to spend as much time on them because, hello, this is a once-in-a-lifetime transit going down. But this week, we also have the sun is moving into Taurus, which happy Taurus season, happy birthday season, happy solar return season to all of my needle bodacious bulls. I love you. Thank you for teaching us so much about the power of being in our body, choosing pleasure over pressure, and reminding us that we're allowed to like feel good and just be. I love that Taurus season medicine. All right, so back to Jupiter Uranus in Taurus. What are we thinking? What does that mean for us? So let's just rewind and think about, you know, these planets. Every astrological transit, there's a story playing out in the sky that we are feeling within us, as above, so below. So Jupiter is the great benefic planet. It's the expander. It is like sky zaddy, rich uncle, rich auntie vibes. Everything Jupiter touches, it expands, amplifies, for better or worse. And Jupiter has been in the flowery, luscious fields of Taurus since May 16th, 2023, and will remain there until May 25th, 2024. And so he's been sprinkling that growth, expansion, luck, miraculous energy over everything Taurus, right? Wealth, resources, the land, real estate, pleasure, art, embodiment. You know, maybe we've been feeling that a little bit of the growth in those areas of our life. Growth might have been feeling a bit more like practical, realistic, pragmatic, because Taurus is the sign of the builder. Taurus is the sign of being slow and steady, like not rushing the magic. And we might have been also feeling, I know for me personally, all of that like Jupiter in Aries energy, Jupiter in Pisces had me like going through like rapid fire growth, where Jupiter in Taurus around that time, I started being like, I just actually want to tend to the garden of what I already have. I want to slow down. I want to be present. Obviously at that point, I was like getting ready to birth baby Scorpio. But so Jupiter in Taurus has been this growth that's more like for the long haul, but also asking us to not just be focused on where we're going, but to enjoy the ride, enjoy the good life, stop and smell the roses while we're getting there, right? Indulge in great food, enjoy intimacy, enjoy romance, enjoy just like the pleasure of being a human. So Jupiter in Taurus has been going on since then. Now it's linking up with Uranus in Taurus. So for this, I want you to, you know, first and foremost, like I just said, go back to what I was saying about like May, end of May last year till now. Has there been an area of your life that's been growing slowly, steadily, requiring patience, presence, and maybe even a little like perseverance on your end? Check out the Taurus part of your chart. Then I want you to go back, way back to May 2018. And that is when Uranus entered Taurus for the first time, may I point out, since 1942. So a lot of us alive never experienced this transit. And Uranus brought all of this, doing the Uranus things. Uranus is like the table flipping planet in my book. It brings upheaval. It brings breakdown, breakthroughs, shake up, wake ups. It brings awakenings. It's shock value. It's loud. It's here for our liberation. It's here to be like, hey, wake up, people. This shit isn't working. And it's also in some circles of astrologers that I deeply admire called the planet of queerness. That's a whole separate podcast. But You know, Uranus and Taurus came to disrupt some things in the Taurus parts of our chart. So going back to 2018, what has been the journey you've been on in the Taurus part of your chart? And what is the journey you've been on to understand things like your relationship to your body, to money, to your inherent worthiness, values, to your self-value, to your art, to where you live, how you live? I mean, we've seen so much happen. I remember reading about Uranus and Taurus and being like, okay, it's going to help shake up, wake ups to our healthcare system, to our senses, to where we're living, to real estate, to money, to currency, to art. And in Uranus is a very progressive sign. And at the time, in 2016, 2017, I was like, what is this all going to mean? But now we've seen things. We've seen things like healthcare being very affected differently. We've seen our five senses shifted through things, even like just like COVID. We saw COVID also change the game for real estate. A lot of us moved. We became like way more geographically flexible. We've seen Jupiter in Taurus bring a lot of inflation to things around like real estate and luxury goods. We've seen things change in the field around money and having to do with like cryptocurrency and Bitcoin becoming way more like mainstream. And we've seen things like NFTs and all of that. I could go on and on, but there's been a lot with Uranus and Taurus. Now, Jupiter and Uranus come together. It only happens every 12 years, like I said, and it hasn't happened in the sign of Taurus since 1941. So this is going to bring a sudden electrifying change that is going to feel like a personal rebellion, revolution for you of seeds that you've been planting for a while, maybe as far back as 2018. And it's bringing a whole new cycle of fertility for you, through you, and to you in the realms of spiritual breakthroughs, in the realms of innovation. And there's going to be a lot of changes, and I'm going to call them blessings and wins if you've been doing the work and laying the groundwork as it relates to your money and finances, as it relates to love and relationships and intimacy. And that's because we know Taurus is ruled by Venus, the planet that rules all of this, right? And this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, whenever we have a conjunction, it's like a gong striking, and it sets a new tone. It sets us in a new vibration, a new path for the next, did I say 12 years? I meant 14 years. Sorry. For the next 14 years, in terms of how you express yourself, in terms of your worthiness, in terms of your artistry, in terms of owning also what makes you unique. This whole eclipse as we just went through, it was a lot about your authenticity, right? In Aries, new beginnings around Aries is one of the biggest themes of this eclipse cycle, the whole North Node and Aries cycle that kicked off last year in April and that will go through January 2025. And this is also doing that because Jupiter in Taurus and Uranus in Taurus is about our values, our self-worth, but Uranus wants us to own what makes us unique, what makes us different. Uranus is that planet of like, let the freak flag fly. And when you hide it, it's not good, honey. Like, don't dim your light. Don't dim your light for nobody. Not only just for yourself, but also because we're going through a massive and collective revolution and liberation. And we don't need you playing the ways of the old, right? Of the old, like colonial, patriarchal, capitalistic bullshit. We need you owning your truth. We need you breaking the mold. We need you waken to F up so you can show other people it's safe and welcome to do that. Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, it's giving fortune, blessings, miracles, like linking up, kissing with the energy of like plot twists, shocking moments, eureka moments, epiphanies, even moments like genius. So again, this only happens every 14 years and it's exciting. It feels like new, abundant energy. So what I want you to do of understand like how to work with this is first and foremost, I want you to, I mean, you could look back at what was going on in March 2011 in the Aries part of your chart if you think that might give you some insight. I want you to look at the Taurus part of your chart and I want you to think about what's been going on since 2018, but also then like what's been maybe growing since May of last year. And then I want you to think about really getting to that place of being present. Taurus asks us to be present. So when we're present, we can see what's happening in front of us and really understand it. And we're in our bodies, we can digest the experiences that are happening in a way that's much more integrative, much more supportive, because part of this might feel like a little bit of like a huge current of energy moving through us. And sometimes when all that excitement hits, It can trigger things in our nervous systems. It can trigger old fear, old wounds that we're not ready, we're not worthy, that it's scary to expand. And I want to tell you right here, right now, honey, you are ready. The opportunity wouldn't be coming to you unless you were. And you're safe. You're stronger than you know. And it is time to up level, my queen, okay? No more breadcrumbs. We're only settling for the whole ass buffet, but it is going to ask you to like hold the pose of your worthiness, meaning you might get an opportunity that is like, as we talked about in our Astro Accelerator group, a lateral move where it's like, that's not an up level. That's just a change, but in the same pay grade. And I mean that in terms of a work offer, but even a relationship opportunity or just a lifestyle opportunity. We're going for up level. We're going for quantum leaping under this. Again, it's a very rare astrological event. This is some other things I want you to keep in mind for this moment, which is, you know, the biggest astrological event of the year. I want you to think about owning that there may be an initiation, a galvanization into a new radical life change. It's not like going to happen to us in a way we don't want, but it's something that's been building for a while, right? There's a really auspicious energy now, especially coming off of this eclipse season that was conjunct Chiron. There is an auspicious energy to muster the confidence to make the radical change in our life that we've been ready for. There is like a quantum leap. There is a timeline hopping that's happening. And it may like be that you catch a big break from putting a part of yourself, especially as it relates to like a business move or a creative move out there in the world. So I want you to do something that is just your way of saying, I'm ready for this change and I consent to it happening, right? Like I'm ready. I'm showing that I'm ready and willing and able because I'm putting this one thing out there. It should also be noted that 5 days later, Mercury will station direct. So we're just kind of feeling this like direct energy, right? Like it's time to go for it. Aries energy is telling you you have the confidence, the courage, the badassery to go for it. And Taurus is like, you're grounded, you're prepared, you're worthy. And like, this is it, right? This is what we've been working on. We're releasing all those limiting beliefs. So there's an initiation. I want you to take the first step to show the universe, to show your guides, to show your higher self, I am ready. I am ready to initiate a major radical life change. The other thing I want you to do, see where you can open up to a new abundance mindset in your life. And this could be something committing to learning more about financial literacy. It could be doing like new, more prosperity mindset work. And it could just be something as simple as asking for a raise or raising your rates or learning more about investing. There is a lot of opportunity to tap into new levels of wealth, cash money, also abundance in all planes here in terms of our material resources. And a part of that is just recognizing how you're ready, recognizing that you're worthy, recognizing that you already have the skills and talents that are invaluable to other people and that you have life experiences that say that you're ready to have a different relationship to money. And then there's going to be whatever you start on April 20th might come back around in May, around like May 19th. Venus is going to align with Jupiter and Uranus and bring another blessing in terms of this energy that maybe like kind of amplifying and rapid miracle growing the thing that you started on the 20th. Okay. So keep that out in mind. If you're an artist, a content creator, a musician, an entrepreneur, something, especially where you're in control of your offerings, your art, put it out there. Let someone see you. There's an opportunity, a cosmic blessing where someone might find you, recognize you, believe in you, want to invest in you, want to hype you up. Like this is it, okay? This is a big moment. Keep that faith. Someone out there is so excited to work with you and appreciate you and give you lots of money for what you do so well. Again, we're getting into our bodies, we're being present. And I want you to think about like this concept of being a lucky person. We all know it's all over TikTok, like last year. There is something interesting that happens when you make space for luck and miracles. And when you tell yourself that you are worthy of them, that you can attract things with ease, that things are always working out for you. It's just an interesting thing, right? Like all things are working out for me in all ways, right? Like I attract nothing but the best opportunities, people and projects. There's many different mantras out there, but even just meditating on the energy of luck and miracles, this is a time that the astrology speaks to that. So I just want you to have, again, that awareness, that presence, that is in your field. There's a lucky energy in your field. So bet on yourself, right? Like, put some coins in the proverbial slot machine of life. See what happens. And then the last thing I'll say for this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction and what you need to know about it, it's a time to really honor and bring devotional energy back to our bodies and to the earth. So if you want to do something this day that feels like really yummy to your body, treating yourself to a massage or body work, or you know, buying a new beautiful luxurious oil to give yourself a little rub down after a bath that night, to make peace with your body. You know, we're going into springtime here in the Northern Hemisphere, to look at your body and say, damn, you do so much for me. I'm so excited to rock the shortest of shorts and the skimpiest of sundress as a way of showing off my deep devotional prayer of love and appreciation to you, then so be it. But it also may be a time to honor the earth. Like, again, it's going to Taurus season. Is there something you can do in your life, whether that's making a lifestyle change that's honoring the environment a little bit more, or just planting something, nurturing it, watching it grow, or doing like a land offering, and just somehow acknowledging that we are living in peace and what we want to be a right relation with this earth, right? Just remembering, like, she's here, she's around us, she is endlessly providing everything we need. And how can we just like turn to, again, face that, embrace that with more awareness, which is also, I think, one of the keys to tapping into an abundance mindset, is by looking at how abundant our beautiful Mama Earth is. So again, there is so much that I can say, so much that I could harp on with this energy. But again, it's time to own your unique self. It's time to choose a new path. It's time to make moves off of the worthiness work that you've been doing. And it's time to just be open to receiving luck, miracles, blessings, you name it. So let's enjoy this once in every 14-year cycle. Let's let it move through us. And as always, let's let it bring us the biggest blessings for hot, juicy sex and big fat checks. And until next time, I'm sending you lots of love and wrapping you in stardust. Mwah. Do you love getting your Cosmic RX for the week here and want more? Make sure to sign up for our premium subscription so you can get exclusive access to bonus podcast episodes, all of my astrology info for the month ahead, and live new and full moon calls to help you manifest your dream life with an intentional international community of other cosmic baddies. Sign up through our link in show notes.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you want to know more about Cosmic RX, head on over to thecosmicrx.com. And if you really love this show, I'd love it if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. I super love hearing from you and reading your reviews. All right, you cosmic baddie, tune in next week. And until then, remember, love yourself fully, work your magic, and take no shit.